dating back to the 1500s, corsets might be making a fashion comeback. If so, a Central Ohio corset maker is ready. Larissa Boyevka has been making corsets for a decade. Her work has appeared on television shows, in music videos, and in more private settings. What do military women, brides, and historical reenactresses all have in common? They all represent the wide range of clientele who order corsets, the confining undergarment, from Larissa Boyevka.
I get clients from all over the world. I would say 90% of my clients are outside of Columbus, Ohio.
They reach out to Boyevka from countries like Dubai and Russia. Sometimes they're local. They're stay-at-home moms or sometimes television producers. The costume designer from PBS's Mercy Street commissioned Boyevka to make a Civil War-era corset.
Such an unusual request, and you're not expecting it from that channel, so it's kind of funny when you get like an email from PBS or from Vogue, or, you know.
Larissa Boyevka works out of a master bedroom in her old Victorian home in Old Town East that she's turned into a studio.
Yeah, so this is where I work.
Wow.
Yeah.
The room is neatly organized with patterns tacked to one wall, a few sewing machines lining another. Natural light pours in through tall windows. Her work table sits in the middle of the room. Right now, she's working on a late 1800s historic corset made with a cross-woven silk that uses two colors of thread for an iridescent effect.
This, believe it or not, is going to be for me, which is a very rare thing that happens, but no one had requested such a thing, so I needed a good sample of what is possible for the late 1800s.
Boyevka got into corsetry by accident. She studied anthropology at Ohio State University and didn't exactly plan to make corsets for a living. The first one she made was an experiment, when she wanted to dress as the White Witch from the Chronicles of Narnia.
I wanted to create the battle costume where she has the lion's mane and was wearing this really cool leather corset. And so that was like the real first attempt that I made at creating a leather corset.
Equipped with a love of history and sewing that her mom instilled, Boyevka became captivated by the amount of work involved. She started getting requests from friends, and word of her work spread.
You just kind of have to learn as you go along.
Boyevka joined the online community LiveJournal and befriended artists from all around the world who helped her build her craft. Everything Boyevka makes is custom ordered, and she's usually working on several corsets at a time.
It starts with a set of about 20 measurements of the client, and they can provide these, email it to me. I recommend they go to a tailor to have this done.
After receiving these measurements, like bust to waist and front hip and back hip, Boyevka makes a mock-up or toile that the client tries on in person or remotely.
And that tells maybe 50% of the story. Like, you get the framework and then you have to figure out how the body is going to sculpt.
Every person's body moves differently under corsetry, so this is where she makes adjustments unique to the wearer.
I can see where the alterations need to happen. If there's gapping, if the area looks a little too tight.
Boyevka likens the process to creating a sculpture. It's the love she wants to share with others.
I'd like to explore maybe having some social events based on historic costuming next. I'm obsessed with Victorian balls right now.
Boyevka shares her skills by teaching classes on techniques like tambour beading and English gold work and stump work, a type of raised embroidery familiar to people who watch Game of Thrones.
I'm really interested in the idea of time travel, you know, creating just one night where everything is of another era.
April 2017 marks 10 years of professionally creating, and Boyevka doesn't see herself stopping anytime soon.
Until I get bored or people get bored of my work, I guess. It hasn't happened yet.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.